BJ.
Hey BJ, it's B. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Fine, thank you.
Good man, good. I'm doing pretty good too. I know you
Good.
spoke to Alex and she said that we'd get back to you about 1:19. Is now a good time to chat? All right, man. So I just wanted to ask you a few questions. I know that before you weren't really looking to sell this property, but do you have tenants or anything in it?
Yes.
Okay. So it's been occupied. How long have they been in there?
Two months.
Okay, do they, how long is their lease?
It's been someone in there probably 10 years, but I just leased it again. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think I saw that you guys got this in like, what, 2006 or something like that?
No, I didn't. I bought it back in 2000. I guess it might have been back that long. I don't remember. Yeah,
Yeah,
I got
I
too many
get
properties to remember. I can read it,
right. So you said that these guys just got in there and they have a lease. How long is that lease going on for them?
month to month.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty nice. You like being a landlord?
Excuse me.
I said, do you like being a landlord?
Well, my brother handles all of it. I own an insurance agency.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Is it property insurance?
Everything, property, auto, State Farm. I'm a State Farm independent agent.
Oh, awesome. I was actually just talking to my husband last night. I was like, as we get businesses rolling, property insurance is definitely one that would sit well in the business, you know? That's a pretty good one. So Antonio manages, I know you guys have at least three, right?
Well, I have probably about 29.
29.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, y'all got some properties, man.
Yeah.
I guess I keep Antonio pretty busy, huh?
Well, I've been doing it since I was 21 years old, so yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, we were looking at the Grand Street. We have the Grand Street going. We're still moving forward with that one. I know Antonio decided to hold on to Nansen Parkway, and you were looking to sell this property to kind of help him fund the renovations for that self-up property. Is that right?
No, I just bought an apartment building. So if I do it, ain't no issue, but I might take I was you guys didn't make the deadline, so I had to spend my cash money to buy the property. You know what I mean? So it really don't matter now.
Dang, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Do you
Well,
mind
it's
me
no problem.
asking?
It's no problem.
Do you mind
It's
me
no problem.
asking how much did you have to pay out of cash for that?
For what?
For the condo.
No, for the office building. Well, that don't matter. I don't need to tell you that. Why do you want to know
Oh
that?
man, I'm just curious, man. I love talking numbers, you know. So, but I get it. That was kind of a personal question, so no worries. But I finally did get to sit down with this 119 Grand Street and start running some of the numbers on that one. Now, I couldn't find how many bedrooms is that property?
Two bedrooms.
Two bedrooms. That's kind of what I was assuming.
Excuse me?
That's what I was assuming was two bedrooms. So two
But
bedrooms.
let me see. 'Cause Tony told me that someone approached him when they looked at the house about would you be interested in selling that. All I want, and I just told the lady, it's what would you offer me? But I, you know,
Well,
what's the
yeah,
price? They pursued him. He didn't. He said no, he's not gonna sell that. And when they called me in, whoever called me in, I said, what was your offer? I was just curious. So if it sounds good, it's good. If it don't, we move on. You know what I mean?
okay. Yeah, man, I totally hear you.
Right.
Really, that's what I'm here to talk about with you today. Did you have a price in mind for this property?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, just to get straight to the point, I ran the numbers on it. There's a few properties around there that are going pretty well. They're going pretty good after some renovations. Do you know the last time that you've done updates in this property?
Last time, what?
did like any updates to the property, like a new kitchen, bathroom, anything like that?
I don't think the last thing I think I did that was new central air and heat. I think that was it.
Okay.
Tony, my brother would be able to answer that question. To be honest with you, I don't know what he might have said.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you update your central air?
It was I think 2 years ago, or
okay.
1 year ago, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, that's really nice. What about the roof? You know that by chance?
The roof's probably 10 years old, probably, I guess.
Okay. So might need a new roof to get on the market again. Okay, I mean, it sounds like it's in pretty good shape. Any updates to, like, a new kitchen, bathrooms?
No.
Okay. So just with that information, and, you know, I always try to calculate in some of, like, the rehab that we're going to do because, you know, we buy these properties, we flip them, and then we list them, right? So
right.
I have an ARV, an after repair value on this one, going pretty good for me. Now, to make this work on our end, I mean, I'm looking at, like, $75,000.
Okay, well, I'll pass. We're good on that one.
Okay.
Nope.
Was there,
yeah.
I mean, is there a number in mind that you do have that would work?
I've been offered more than that on the, see, people call me about the properties all the time, you know what
yeah.
I mean? But anyway, it's no problem. I don't like to get into negotiating and stuff. That was your bottom line. I'm good. I'm good with it.
Well,
I'm going to pass on that.
I kind of get that number because I know we have the one next door. And we have that one for $200. This one's about half the square footage. And, you know, it's taken some time to offload the property that we have at $200. So, you know, looking at the numbers, looking at the square footage, being about half the size, a little bit, needing a little bit more repairs than the Brick Ranger you have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's about close to what we could be at.
I'm good with it. No problem. I'll just pass on that. Let's just stick to the other one. Okay. No problem.
All right, BJ.
Huh?
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, man.
Okay. Thank you, man. Have a nice one.
You too.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.